The Blind Spot.
Can you see it?
What do you see?
Blind Spot at kaya959.co.za.
Uncle T, a few weeks ago, I got a DM on Facebook from one of my husband's female colleagues. She said she was coming to me woman to woman. Her message started off calm and almost gentle, but then she dropped a bomb. She told me that Umianram is cheating on me with another woman, M17. But what really shook me wasn't that accusation. It was her confession that she was involved in Umianram. And she said it ended months ago and that she had moved on, but she thought I deserved to know the truth. But inside, something in me broke a little because she was talking about Umianram. Now I'm conflicted. If she reached out of kindness, why did her message feel more like a confession than a warning? And if she's truly over him, why did her tone sound so personal? I've been sitting with her words, rereading the message over and over. And Umianram, on the other hand, has been his usual self, loving, attentive, as if nje ayikinto wrong. And that's what messes with me the most. Do I confront him and risk breaking something that might not even be true? Or do I ignore it and live with the doubt, knowing good see, as in somewhere out there, someone may be holding the truth I can't see? Because just sometimes the real betrayal isn't just in what I was done, but in who decided to tell you and why. What could be my blind spot here?
There's a part where she says, "I." At first, she laughed it off. But deep down, this is my husband you're talking about. Is there a blind spot? Is there something that she can do?
Ngiyisola mina la ngiyibukayo ukuthi lo uzokumoshisa umshado wakho. Athi mase kakumoshisile umshado wakho ebese yena elwela ukuthi angene kuwo lo mshado wakho. La mfuna nje ukuthi uhlahlamehlo umsuse eduze kwakho lo akusumngani. Isigibe nje lesifuna ukuzodla umshado wakho. Mina yiloko nje ngikubonayo. Udlalela kuteni nalo muntu indoda yakho uma kungukuthi wena akakabikhona okusolayo endlini. Hlala nje ungasusa umsindo endlini ulinde. Uma kungukuthi relationship khona ochithayo iy'mpawu ziba khona. So if ungakabi ney'mpawu, phuma kulo mngani wakho ufukase emshadweni wakho ulungise umshado wakho ubeke nempilo mama.
It's not a friend, it's a colleague. But what you're saying is very important. Her intention before facts is what you need to pay attention to.
No. I blind spot u sisters lona. Ask yourself first thing. Lesikhathi ejola nomyeni wakho ubethuleleni engakhulumi. Selahliwe manje kujolwa nomunye uyabuya uzokhuluma. First thing, ask yourself that. And then I blind spot isekuthenini u sisters, she's just bitter. She wants to destroy or uzama ukudestroya what you have with your husband. Mina, if I were you, I would pay my husband a visit at work. And mang figure and make sure ukuthi sisters uyakubona and tell your sisters ukuthi lalele yabona mawudla and wazi ukuthi udla into engasiyakho idla usula umlomo and shut up and tell your husband ukuthi buti lalela wena learn to play your cards right nje baphume kwe bangakuphapheli futhi.
However,
my sister, the blind spot here is the fact that you're sitting with information and not asking the right questions while cracking your head about something potentially being broken. Where is the evidence? Ask the person okusuke, the wakuthumele DM, ukuthi, where is the evidence? Give me something concrete that I can work with. And then from there, ask your husband before presenting the evidence before him. So I would follow that route.
The blind spot here is that the wife doesn't want to ask the husband what is going on. And unfortunately for her at the moment, she can't veil it because she doesn't have any proof. So she must get proof from the lady who told her this, then go to the husband. And she must be very careful because whatever happens from now, the husband can always come back and say, but when are you choose to listen to people from Facebook who are trying to break us up and stuff like that. So she must go to the husband when she has the proof that really the husband has been doing this with the lady who told her and with the new lady right now. And then hoping that then she'll get the answers that she's looking for.
But what's wrong with Toradaba Kiva? What else do you see?
Tebuhovaya X says, hey,
Anonymous, if your husband is still the same, consistent, why bother about what outsiders say? And the stuff they want to bring into a working relationship. Be as some people. You may find that some people are just waiting for your weakness so they can take over. Hence intention. Matt?
See, a blind spot la. Ogutu kiel asatula ma benefits la berawatula before. So report nje ngobufuna ukumoshela lo oseka enjoy ama benefits la berawa enjoy. So usisi lo anonymous akahlala ndodike ayibonisi ama message phela nje angajaji angalwa ngathini bonisi nje ndoda ukuthi bona ukuthi sengithole into simple.
Mr. Lechess as well via X says, what if she wanted him? He didn't give her a chance. Now she's bitter. What if? Going back to what? Intention. Musa?
I think with the blind spot, it's very simple. She just needs to turn a blind eye because chances are something might not be happening between her and the first lady. It ended, and this one is just there to spark like unnecessary drama between them. So I would say to you that, babe, your man is home with you. He's loving you. He's there. He's present. Just shut everybody out and, yeah, just continue being happy. Forget those SMSs or texts or whatever the case may be. And, yeah, just live life.
You know, one thing I've realized in relationships, right? The one thing that is fragile is trust. And people can play and fiddle with it. What if she's lying? You see, we won't entertain it. Why? Because in the world of infidelity, once it's a man, or even a woman actually, you're guilty until proven otherwise. So the question is, what if? What else do you see? JJ can't wait. Let's hear it.
I'm like, why? That time you were in love lives here moments, you know? You know what it's like for me? At first I had drafted notes and then I'm just like, it's like you're driving at night, right? Picture yourself driving at night. Your road is clear, right? Your car is good, engine perfect, roadworthy. You are having a smooth sailing, right? While driving. And then someone calls you and says, oh, by the way, you know that route you're taking? Months back, I had a crash, but don't worry, I'm fine now. I just wanted you to know. What do? You hold on your steering wheel tighter. You become more observant. You're looking around. You've said there's no factual proof that something is definitely going to happen
to you.
Nothing changes. The road is still straight. What changes is just your mindset. Do you understand that? So I'm listening to this and I'm like, is she telling you for closure or just to be destructive within your relationship?
Yep.
And as a woman, my first instinct is that about like chaos because things didn't work out for her because now then she was quiet, right? And now it's up to you. What I'm going to say, I don't know what you're going to choose to do. Just know that even keeping quiet is a choice and you need to be at peace with that.
That's right.
I think the blind spot here is anonymous giving weight to a third party. Who clearly has had some kind of relation with her husband. And I think sometimes the strength of a relationship is tested when there are these third party forces who are trying to infiltrate.
Yeah.
So that's why I agree with Julie at the end there, that it has to be actually a conversation she has to have with her husband, an honest and deep and difficult perhaps conversation.
On what? On hearsay?
On hearsay, because if she's going to try and get information about what really happened from this third party, it's not,
she's inviting her in.
Yes.
Yeah, I hear you.
So that information cannot come from this person who's come with allegations.
Does she then say, hey, this is what happened, this is what I've received, and wait for a reaction?
She starts with facts. She even shows him text. I think she should sit down, show him the text messages and say, this is where I'm coming from. This is the information I've been bombarded with. But I don't believe it. But I think because it's damning in this way, I had to come to you with it.
Somebody on Facebook said, you are under attack as a family. You're also under attack in terms of your husband's work and reputation.
Yeah.
So there are two places where he's been attacked here.
Yo.
Assuming this is true. If it's also false because they're trying to sow seeds of doubt, he's still under attack.
Yeah.
So the best thing you can do is to say to him, watch yourself. If there's something happening at work, clean yourself. Right? Because you are now exposed, so to speak. If that is true.
Yeah.
But if this is truly your colleague and there's nothing going on, be careful.
Yeah, advise from an advising perspective.
Yeah. So Because we don't know what her intentions are.
Yeah.
We don't know if it's true.
And it's still not up to Anonymous or even her husband to find out what this person is. It's actually about building a wall and shutting that out.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Jabu sees this differently as we wrap up this blind spot.
It's either OCO or colleague envies something that you and your husband has. Maybe she sees the loyalty. Yeah, your husband. Maybe they've tried him komsebenzini and he's just like he's singing my wife's praises. Ne? And then she wants that. I get every woman wants that. So she wants that for herself. We are born with the only law man I'm told and I'm going to be so again. Right? Number one. Number two, it's either about Jyoti, Yenale Mutua Hao, Arias in Sisimi Nangsakoni, and Funglibeling Chitelum Fazwami, Nkeda Ogu Yega Lentole, Usisi Aramang, Anev, Angitis in Jalo Veleti, number five, Mina Uzung Hete, and get away with it. So, love, if when in Rotaya Kia cheat, as a woman, you will have an intuition, darling. Utandunga. So there is nothing going wrong. Ngicela ukuthi enjoy marriage yakho sithandwa sami. Just know ukuthi angithi izinja azikhonkothi imoto engahambi. So there's something with lento losisa ibonayo kubhuti lo.
Jabu, I hope ukuzwile usisi. But we know from experience suspicion is more painful than the truth, right?
Hey bana, former side chick ibiza family meeting because of I betray loko mmereko. So ubiza family meeting so that we can discuss workplace issues. Aibo. Utlophela ngwana o mongwe ke tlo kontlo. Blind spot mo ke former side chick. My sister address a former side chick of its own will in that talk with Lumuzuri and that Mamelam. So Zako Merum go tell you it's an awake at honor. Please cope on to it. Mara Oena would deal a lena.
Anon?
Brati, the blind spot there is that the lady, Umaninji, begafuna just to spite Usisi. If begafuna kumuona, why anga kulumanga sisi pizinendo tayaki? So, nje, begafuna kumoshela the one that's currently with. It's a beef ya 77 with basha ine ngeitina. Nje, ukele yena. If uya kona, magashale pants with the husband, akulumene husband yaki so that she gets clarity anga bina this thing ezo khala zile.
If it's true, no, sister, it's how you approach this thing that's very key. You know, when something like this happens, you huddle, you show him what you know, and then take it from there to fight it going forward. I like all the viewpoints that came through. So I think take them all in, apply them, and see how they can work. Thank you for sharing it. Blindspot@car959.co.za. That's the email.
Usisa ga relax. Law as a woman to men. Bam shying is dina. Manje inhliziyo sebuhlungu ufuna umamkhulu ayochitha yonke le nto eyenzakalayo ngathe new side chicken. So umamkhulu yena imibizo yakhe ivalid and all that, but not now. Makarelax apholikhanda manje nje usavutha. Usavuthiswa nje ukuthi ayoqeda leya relationship because loyana manje bamshaya ngisidina umuntu wakhe bamthathile. Why be angakhami clean asesiku relationship? No. Akarelax sisi uzoyi-attenda isikhathi ma sisi-right. Okwamanje nje akapholikhanda.
Sisi, look God for kimi. Yona i-blind spot yakhe difficult. Kodwa-ke la indaba sikhuluma ngabantu ababili. Lo wesithathu sisi ungambali. Usisi lo bamdampile. Ma bacede ukumdampa. Shoto put maybe sekafuna ukulungisa inkinga zakhe futhi ukulungisa solver lakhe ukuthi afocus ekhaya. Manje lo sisi lo ufuna ukuvela as if ngathi kunomunye usisi othandana nobhuti kanti yena ufuna ukhipha indaba yakhe nobhuti. Look God for him sisi.
Morning Uncle T. Hope you are doing good this morning. Ke a tseba ke tlojisa team mara e re ke fe Anonymous team go go tlamela etseng. This colleague ya bollagae re bo bitsa gore ke masenya so re batla mo ke e na leela ko mo gaming e re tlo e tlala mo. Anonymous, invited this lady without telling your husband and make sure gore your spend is around then when she gets there, how we anything, you don't even question. You're just being friendly. Everything. Make sure your husband is around. After more, halemkapa ka fela with your husband without you asking her anything. Surely your husband utlo jwa ke pelo hore, and then let's bona jwang kae utlo botsa o bore next just a friend fela mfonetseng ha re batla ho chaka. If wa jola go msebetsing, believe you me, utlo tlogela. Take that.
Anonymous, nna ke re aga motse wa houses ga ne go le monate a kalavanta le monna gago. Why na sa o jwetse at that time gore ke kalavanta le monna gago? Ka tsoko ba utlwisitse ena botlhoko, o sentse a batla go ya moo. Monna gago o treat-a right, there's nothing wrong. Mo ntlong ya gago aga motse wa gago o thole o re du, ga o tlo senyetsa motse ke motho a tswa ko tswang teng a tlo batla gore woman to woman. Ne ile kae woman to woman nako e le ena a robala le monna gago? No, aga motse wa houses o thole o re du. Don't even tell your husband, dear obe mosadi.
Clearly, Habi, he's a serial cheater. It means even if I'm confronted, Habi, he's good on playing games. Mina, if I was you, my angel, I will just leave my phone lapho, or I will just forward the conservations. That will be the easiest thing I will do. I'm confronted. Just forward the conservations. There's share no girl. Then you don't interact in confrontation. Like in Jeumi again, I'm old. As much as now you go there. Because clearly, Uhabi, Lalo, Okjelilo, Okjelo, Ngogubayena, Ulathiw. If Begenga Lathwang, Bengeka Okjel. Let's be honest.
The best key in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.